And good morning. It's Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at hunteratsunrise.com, whrv.org, altradio.org, and we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. I'm Hunter Hughes, and you know we like to have acoustic sessions here on the show, especially live ones, brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And joining us here in the studio this morning is Dale Bittner, back for another round of acoustic sessions here. How are you doing, Dale?
Doing great.
Excellent. Well, what would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
I'm going to start out with the first song on my new EP. It's called A Lot of Living to Do.
Here's Dale Bittner here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Called you up on your special day, 'cause I knew you were tired and about to get away. My heart sank when I heard you on the other end crying. Ain't it strange how life is full of pain in spite of all the things we try to do and say? So we agreed we would simply keep on trying. Every time I see the wind in your hair, I go crazy. And I've been feeling so lonely without you, baby. I'm coming home where I'll always be with you. I'm coming home where the ocean shines and your eyes are bright and blue. We all still got a lot of living to do. 30 years of contemplating my fears. Who would have known I'd end up here? But I've been learning to go where the music takes me. But you came along like a rock and roll song. You lifted me up and helped me sing along. We're together, you fill me with every good feeling. Every time I see the wind in your hair, I go crazy. And I've been feeling so lonely without you, baby. So I'm coming home. Shines and your eyes are bright and blue, 'cause we all still got a lot of living to do. Long drives, open skies, and good times with friends. Warm nights with you that never end. Every time I see the wind in your hair, I go crazy. I've been feeling so lonely without you, baby. I'm coming home where I'd always be with you. I'm coming home where the ocean shines and your smile is always true. We all still got a lot of living to do.
Yeah. Dale Bittner here on Under at Sunrise. A great way to begin a record, I'd say.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, Dale, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
I think the last time you were here, you were still living in Indiana, I think.
I was, yeah. I lived in Indiana for 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I grew up here. I'm from this area, but lived in the Midwest for a good stint. And
what made you move out there?
Originally, a job took me out there, and then I started doing music full time, and stayed out there. And it was a good place to do music, to gig.
Yeah.
And it involved having to do a lot of traveling in order to do it full time.
Right.
There weren't as many venues close together in one town as there are here.
You know, yeah.
In the Hampton Roads area.
I would imagine the towns are smaller.
Smaller. Indianapolis is a big city, Fort Wayne, obviously, but, you know, still not as many venues. But so, you know, a lot of traveling from town to town in the state, but it was a wonderful few years of doing music there, but really enjoyed it. But back here now in my hometown, and
what made you come back?
A number of things. I had been wanting to come back here for a long time, but also a girl brought me back. My partner, my girlfriend, my love, Caroline, and we've actually known each other since 1989.
Wow,
a long time. We're in our 50s now.
So wow, was that like high school or something for you?
Yeah, we were 15, I guess. We were kids. We've known each other for a long time, and have kept in touch and have been close. But
and she said, "Why don't you come on back?"
Dad? Yeah, it actually was. It wasn't until almost about a year ago that we sort of officially, kind of started dating. Funny, I mean, after all these years, but it's been wonderful.
And things are going well, I hope.
Going well, yeah, going very well.
So, have you been playing anywhere around here?
I have, yeah. I've started to get into the network in the area, and still trying to do so. I'm interested in getting as many gigs as I can. So, I've played. I'm playing in a couple of weeks at PBR Waterside.
Oh wow!
September 26th. I've played in Norfolk here at Maker's Craft.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Hank's Filling Station.
Been there once,
yeah. Played at New Realm.
Oh yeah,
the one in Virginia Beach, the one in Suffolk. Played.
You're on the brewery tour.
Yeah, played at Bay Local Eatery over on General Booth, and so a number of places around in the area, and I'm enjoying it. It's
so this is what you do full time now.
It is, yeah. I love it.
Good.
Enjoyed it.
Excellent. Now, you just put out this little EP called Convergence. This is the follow-up of The Pouring.
That's right.
Right? And The Pouring was a full-length record, right? And this is an EP.
Right, yeah. My first album, Between the Water and the Flame, had, I guess, 8 songs. And then The Pouring had 10. And then this one has 6. So this is really like an EP. But yeah.
Did you want to do something different on this record from the last one, or is it a continuation?
No, this is a different, really. I mean, there's not really this is a different theme, kind of.
You have a theme.
Kind of. I mean, I mean, it's a. I don't know. I feel like I'm not so much like one who does like concept albums, I guess,
right.
But I kind of go more by like stage of life.
Well,
what's going on?
You seem very happy on this on this EP.
Yeah,
am I judging it correctly?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. It's happy. It's a much more personal. I gave it to several friends who were slightly familiar with sort of the context of life at the time and everything, and they've said, "Wow, this is kind of your most personal album yet, lyrically and everything." And so, just kind of wanted to express express what was inside.
Where can you pick up this? Is this streaming everywhere and all that?
It's streaming on all of the major platforms, but you can also buy it in CD format at Birdland in Kempsville. Barry Friedman graciously has it there, carries it at Birdland, and you can also buy it on my website through the store there. So,
and that website is what? Because I think you have a little bit different personal name, right?
Right, yeah. It's DaleBittner.com, B-I-T-N-E-R.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and that's the way my name is pronounced.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the legal spelling of it is a complicated, weird German spelling, and I just go by B-I-T-N-E-R,
okay.
The phonetic spelling for my stage name.
Make it simple for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, would you like to play something else for us here? We're talking with Dale Bittner here today on Hunter at Sunrise.
Sure, yeah. I'm going to do another song. This is called... Be Kind to Yourself.
Okay, this is the last.
This song. Is the last song, yeah, on the album. This is just kind of a song meant for just a reminder for all of us. Certainly, we could stand to be kind to each other,
yes,
more, but also to be kind to ourselves. We can be our harshest critics. Right?
That's true.
A lot of times we're mean to other people because we're mean to ourselves.
True. So, very true.
So
very wise, Dale. Very wise.
Right.
All right. Well, here's Dale Bittner here on Hunter at Sunrise.
All right.
Some folks are laughing while others are crying. Some are giving while others are buying. Some are quitting. Everyone out here is trying. It's not easy to know where to go. They say go with your gut, go with the flow. Sometimes you flourish, and sometimes you fall, and that's okay. Don't waste your time trying to change someone else. Give your love freely, wish everyone well. So live for the day with an eye on tomorrow. Reflect on the past while embracing the sorrow. Take it all in while it lasts and be kind to yourself. Get busy living. Don't get busy dying. Be who you are, or you're really just lying. Learn to unwind and enjoy all the beauties of life. Don't waste your time trying to change someone else. Give your love freely and wish everyone well. For today with an eye on tomorrow. Reflect on the past while embracing the sorrow. Take it all in while it lasts and be kind to yourself. And I don't know why sometimes the well seems to run dry. There's always more rain in the sky. Maybe you're crashing, maybe you're flying. Maybe inside you feel like you're dying. Maybe you're stalling, but you're still among those who are trying. So live for the day with an eye on tomorrow. Reflect on the past while embracing the sorrow. Take it all in while it lasts and be kind to yourself. Yeah, yeah.
Dale Bittner here on Hunter at Sunrise. And by the way, I meant to mention this at the outset. This particular session is up on Facebook right now as a live feed. And if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends so everyone can see Dale here this morning. Great song, great advice to be given out to everyone, I think. It's, you have this thing coming up at PBR, and you mentioned that you want to play more in the area. How would people get in touch with you in order to set that up?
Yeah, they can contact me through my website at dalebittner.com. On my website, there's a contact portion there. Or they can email me at dalebittnermusic@gmail.com.
Now, during your presentation, say you go to a bar or a brewery or whatever, do you also do covers, or is this all original music?
I do covers and originals.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mostly covers when I play publicly. I throw in some originals, unless it's a songwriter's round or a house concert or something like that where they're asking specifically for originals. But mostly do covers at places because that's kind of what places are looking for. They have songs that are familiar to them. They relax, have a good time.
Now, you write a lot of music.
I do.
Is that something that's like ongoing with you every day? You're thinking of music to write?
Yeah, it's kind of always. I told Caroline the other night, we were sitting outside, and I just said, "Honey, the music in my head, it never stops."
Really?
And so, it's like a blessing and a curse, but I enjoy it. But yeah, always kind of writing. Yeah,
I noticed she took the picture on the front of your. On the front of your EP.
She did. Yeah, she did take that picture.
So notice how I noticed that.
Yeah.
Now, this particular EP was produced and recorded in Indiana.
It was, yeah. All three of them, actually. I recorded at a there's an amazing studio in Lafayette, Indiana, very historic downtown area. Mm-hmm. There's a big building there called the Tippecanoe Federation for the Arts. There's a studio in there called the Rec Room.
Oh.
And amazing studio. They're always updating it with all the latest stuff. It's kind of a very well-kept secret.
Sure.
A number of people work in there. Gibson Wells is my sound engineer and producer. He plays on the first two albums, sings some harmony on my this latest EP.
Wow, okay.
It's just I've been very pleased with their work there.
I always like the name Tippecanoe.
Yeah.
Tippecanoe and Tyler too.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. Back when you could vote for Tyler, I guess.
But yeah.
Well, why did you come up with the name Convergence for the EP?
Yeah. I felt like, sort of returning back to my hometown, returning back to my roots, coming back to live on the East Coast, near my family again, going back to some of the places my grandparents had lived, even before I was born, and seeing some of these places, as well as reconnecting with Caroline and some old friends, and seeing the impact all of these things had had on my growing up, as well as the happiness that they're bringing me now. It was sort of like, life coming first full circle.
I see.
And for whatever reason, just this word convergence was what came to mind as this idea of kind of just all of these good things kind of
converging
and crashing together at once, sort of a beautiful collision.
We're talking with Dale Bittner here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us here?
I'm going to do a song, another song from the newest album, and this is called I've Found a Way in You.
Excellent. Here's Dale Bittner here on Hunter at Sunrise.
You could never stop this feeling of such endless inspiration. Now every single conversation leads to a new kind of elation. And I've tried so long and hard to unlock my mind, to find some kind of connection, but I've found a way in you. I've found a way in you. I'm still amazed by this convergence and all the memories involved. I never knew a heart could ever see this kind of resurgence, or storylines be this resolved. I have been struggling and hoping to find a way to make sense of it all. I found a way in you. Oh, yeah. I found a way in you. I've tried so long and hard to unlock my mind, to find some kind of connection, but I've found a way in you. Oh, I've found a way in you. I've found a way in you.
Yeah. Dale Bittner here on Hunter at Sunrise with what I guess is kind of the title track to this album, Convergence, although it's called I've Found a Way. But I heard the word Convergence.
That's
in
right.
There.
Yeah,
and it seems like you're talking to your new girlfriend.
To Caroline, yeah.
It's very, very nice. Very nice. Now, once again, you're going to be playing where and when?
I'll be playing at PBR Waterside on Friday, September 26th, from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
And if you want to get in touch with Dale, he is open for business.
Open for booking.
Yeah. Just go to your website. And what is that again?
DaleBittner.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wishing you the best here with your new EP. I guess these are on sale when you're out and about.
They are.
Yeah,
they are.
Right
sure.
There, you can probably pick up a hard copy of the EP Convergence, and probably your other albums as well.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming down here today.
Thank you for having me. It's good
spending part of your Sunday with us.
It's good to see you again.
Well, it's good to see you again, and. Keep us up to date and let us know what you're doing, okay?
Will do.
Dale Bittner here on Hunter at Sunrise.